So let's review. Amar Rav Bar Chama, Harei Amru, Shavas Yesh Le Dalet Amos. One who is Koyin Shvisa by his presence acquires a residence of Dalet Amos, which is the equivalent of his house or city. He then has a Paim L'chol Ruach, 2,000 Amos in every direction from the edge of the Dalet Amos for a total of 2,004 Amos. The question is, Hanois Nesei Ruvoi, Yesh Le Dalet Amos Eloi. One who is Koyin Shvisa by leaving food there, does he likewise acquire Dalet Amos plus additional 2,000 Amos? Or just 2,000 amos from the location of the food? Rava tried to prove that he does get the extra 4 amos from the fact that the Mishnah referred to using food as a leniency over establishing residence by being there. If he were not granted 4 amos, it would be more stringent because he is getting 4 amos less than one who establishes residence with his presence. The Gemara answers that it is still a leniency in the sense that loy nitrach menepik. If he uses food, he does not have to trouble himself to go out there. Zok the Mishnah. If there are two towns within 4,000 amos of each other, and all the people from one town intended to establish residence in between the two towns so that they can go to the other town, but they did not actually set up an eruv. If one person began to walk to the other town before Shabbos began, and then returned home to his original city, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he may walk to the other city on Shabbos, but the other residents of his city may not. Ramea says that indeed this person may go to the other town, but all the other people are limited by the chumrah of the tchum of their city and the chumrah of the tchum that they wanted to establish. Explanation is as follows. Ramea holds that one who has the ability to make an eruv with food, as in our case, with their home at the onset of Shabbos, cannot make an eruv by declaration. Therefore, their eruv is not valid, and they may not go further than the tchum of their town. Ramea also holds that even a mere attempt to make an eruv in one direction is a renunciation of his right to go in the other direction. Therefore, even though the eruv is not valid, he may not go in the other direction further than 2,000 amos from the attempted eruv location. Being restricted in both directions is referred to as chamer gamel, like a person leading a donkey from behind it and a camel in front of it, while he's stuck in the middle. Rav Huna explains the opinion of Rabbi Huda that the person who had begun to walk before Shabbos establishes residence between the cities because Kivin and Nafik Leilo Orcha Havalayani. Once he's set out on the road, he's considered a poor person who can establish a Shabbos residence with just a verbal declaration. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Huda, the following two conditions must be met for the Erev to be valid and be allowed to walk to the other town. He actually started walking on Friday. He verbally declared his desire to be Koyin Shvisa at some given location. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient than Rabbi Yehuda in that he requires only one of these conditions to allow him to walk to the other city. However, there's a machlokes as to which one. Rabbah understands that he only requires him to verbally declare that he wants to make an eruv, but does not require him to actually begin to walk. Rabbi Yosef understands that he only requires him to begin to walk, but does not require him to verbally declare his desire for an eruv. The Gemara relates an incident where Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishtasa brought a basket of fruit to Rabbi Nasa bar Oishia. Friday, Rav Nasan bar Oishia waited until Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishta took one step out of the door back to his hometown, which was under 4,000 amos away, before asking him to stay overnight and return home Shabbos morning. The Gemara explains, Rav Nasan either held like Rav Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda bar Yehuda, that all one needs to establish residence is to begin the trip, or he held like Rabbi Yehuda, that you need both. And in this case, Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishta also verbally stated where he wants his Shabbos residence to be. We continue with the next Mishnah. One who walked even one Amma past his Tchum Shabbos may not go back in, as Rashi says. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Bemezid Umidas Shalelashay Mitzvah. He went out of the Tchum willingly for personal reasons. The Tanakhama holds a Mezid cannot take advantage of Havla as Tchumen, overlapping Tchumen. Rabbi Eliezer says that as long as he is within two amos of the tchum, he may come back in. Rashi explains, Mishum Havlas Tchumen. Rabbi Eliezer Letamei, Vahu Be'emtsayin. Rabbi Eliezer holds Havlas Tchumen even Bemezid. And since his new tchum of Dalet Amos gives him two amos all around him, these two amos overlap his original tchum, which allows him to return. The Gemara later points out that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, one who made an Eiv on the road and on his way home, the 2,000 amos fall short of his house or city, even if it is one amma, he may not enter because even if the 2,000 amos ended in the house or city, He may not go any further than the 2,000 amas. The Gemara poses the following shaila. Raglay achas b'teichatchum, v'raglay achas chuslatchum. If somebody has one foot beyond the tchum and the other foot still in the tchum, there are conflicting opinions of Tanoim. One version of Reb Chanina derives from the pasuk im tashav mishabas raglecha, where raglecha is written in the singular, that even having one foot out would make it asa to return. Another version of Reb Chanina derives from the way the word is read, raglecha, in the plural, that if only one foot is out, you can still go back in. The Gemara also cites another opinion. Acher maimrim lamakim shirubai hu nizka. He's considered to be where most of his body is located. The final mission of this parak. Mi shehichshech chutz l'tchum afela ama achas lo yikanis. If somebody was traveling and Shabbos began while he was a single ama outside of the tchum of the city, he may not go back to his city. Reb Shimon oimer afela chamesh esri amas yikanis. Shimon holds that if he is within 15 amas of the tchum of his city, he can go back home because when they placed the tchum markers outside the city, they purposely placed them several amas closer to the city than the tchum, in order to protect those who may wander slightly beyond the tchum markers. According to this pshat, Rashi says, lav davka tesvavama, the 15 amas are approximate. However, Rashi offers a novel second pshat. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Beis says that we measure the tchum with ropes of 50 amas, which would require measuring 40 times. 40 times 50 is 2,000. Each measurement is short the amount of rope being held by the surveyor on each end, which Rashi says is a tefach v'chatzi etzba, one tefach and a half a finger breadth. Multiply by 80, two for each measurement, you have 80 tefachim and 40 finger breadths. 80 times a half is 40. Since one tefach consists of four etzbois, the 40 etzbois equal 10 tefachim, and 10 plus 80, 90 tefachim. Since one amma consists of six tefachim, the 90 tefachim translate to exactly 15 amas. Hanulach mishetzi uhu. We have Baruch Hashem completed the fourth parak of Masechtas Erevin and begin the fifth parak Ketzem Abrin be'ezar Hashem.